Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting a U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence in last year's U.S. presidential elections, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He has been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. Mueller also is examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the president's spokesperson.
There's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone. If any collusion took place, it would be between the DNC and the Clintons. And I think we're starting to now see that all of the things that the Democrats had accused this president of doing, they were actually guilty of themselves. And I think that's a really big problem that should be certainly looked at.
The Mueller probe also examines possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. A U.S. service member has been killed and six others wounded in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province Friday. NATO's Resolute Support Mission office says the crash was not the result of enemy action. United States and South Korean defense leaders say that they have military options and enough countermeasures to respond to the accelerating threats by North Korea. The U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis also denied the possibility the U.S. would accept North Korea as a nuclear power.
Our combined effort is to deter that sort of threat or to have military options, many different military options that would realistically reduce that threat as low as possible. And yes, we do have those options.
And Mattis and North Korean leader were talked about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his regime, and say he threatens the peace and stability of South Korea.